Hello, my name is Kavita Melwani, and I'm a Master Certified Success and Business Coach with 2 decades of experience as an entrepreneur and almost a decade as a coach. I want to personally welcome you to the Soulful Entrepreneurs Club podcast, where my vision is to empower as many spiritually led businesses to run purposeful and profitable businesses aligned with their true selves. I want you to confidently and opulently shine your light without the overwhelm, the stress, or the burnout. Together, we will explore challenges that soulful entrepreneurs face and real implementable solutions so you can step into your unique purpose and shine. It is possible to bridge the success you already have with the truest, soulful, mystical parts of yourself. Are you ready to rise up as the leader you were born to be? Then join me. My soulful friends, the time is now for you to rise up and shine your light. The world needs you. Hello. Welcome to this week's episode of the Soulful Entrepreneurs Podcast. So this week, I am going into an area that I kind of mention sometimes, but really has come up for me recently. And that has to do with emotions and how it impacts your life and business. Now, you know, how you feel about things, how you show up, that energy of how you show up impacts the results without you even realizing it. But even deeper than that is your past emotions, right? So we all have things that happened in our past. We have a varied degree of challenges in our childhoods. And those experiences impact how we feel about things that are happening right now, in this moment, in our lives, in our business. And so oftentimes these types of experiences guide us without us even realizing it. I was reading that somewhere, and I have to look up where exactly. So if I find that, that will be in the show notes, that we make a decision about something with our emotions about 8 seconds before we actually realize it. And then our mind tries to fill in the reasons why it's a good decision, okay? Or why we want that decision, or why we want to make that decision. So if our emotions are making decisions before our logical mind, then it would make a lot of sense as to why the emotions that we haven't worked through, the things that we haven't looked at, can impact us today. And recently I've been seeing that more and more, especially because of what's happened over the last few years. So there have been a lot of, you know, some people say collective traumas. There has been a lot of instances of people in fear. And even now, there are lots of people still in fear. And, you know, I sometimes have fear about the future, about what's going to happen. And so then, you know, when we feel those things, sometimes we just say, you know what? Stop, cancel, clear. I'm not going to feel that. And then we distract or we focus on the positive and move on with our lives, continue to be productive, continue to get things done. The thing is, that fear is still there. We can pretend that it's not there and we can just go about our lives and tell ourselves that everything's okay and just pretend like it's all okay. But our bodies know. That innate intelligence, feeling and that fear, it's still underneath. And in fact, it's adding to it. And even most of the time, it's without even thinking, right? It's a subconscious process that we're adding to that fear. We're collecting evidence that there's reason to be afraid. And it continues to grow. And then sometimes we deny that emotion, deny that fear. And then when that happens, it actually grows. So these emotions that are there that we're not paying attention to, I like to describe as a little child. So if you've ever been around a child that's trying to get your attention, but you're not quite giving that child the full attention that they want in the moment, they can be pretty persistent, okay? So for instance, they can repeat over and over again your name. They can start to throw things, sometimes throw a tantrum, right? Or they can maybe become what would be considered misbehaving, right? In order to get your attention, right? So the emotions can be like that as well, right? So they're there, they're trying to get your attention and you're like pushing it away. Like, I'm not dealing with this. I don't think it's necessary. It's better to focus on the positive. And then you still don't feel great. That emotion is still there. And maybe it shows up in a different way, right? Maybe it shows up as gut challenges. Maybe it shows up with you snapping at someone. Maybe it shows up with you judging other people. Maybe it shows up as you just not feeling good and you can't really point the finger to why. Maybe then you, in order to work through that, you continue to try to think positively, right? So listen, I love the thinking positively. I'm not saying not to do that, not to look at the positive side of situations, not to see the gifts, not to express gratitude. All those things are really important. And it is also important for us to look at what we're actually feeling, because those feelings are a clue as to everything that's underneath. It's a clue to what our minds actually believe. It's a clue to what's in our subconscious mind. And so we could use those feelings by just giving them attention. We can use that to help us move forward and not have it impact us. Okay, so some of the ways that you can process that emotion, I will always recommend to work with someone that you trust, that has experience and training in that scenario and working with emotions. Now, if it's trauma, deep trauma, then of course I will recommend that you work with a therapist. But if it's not some deep trauma, you can work with emotions with an experienced coach who has training in working with emotions. Preferably someone that knows how to work with the subconscious mind and can hold you through that process. So that's something that I do with my clients, even with my business coaching clients, right? So I still have some life coaching clients that I love working with and I continue to work with. And with my business coaching clients, these emotions show up as resistance to doing something for their business. They show up as fears. This past emotion can also show up at them being frustrated at me sometimes, which happens sometimes, right? But most of the time, they are frustrated over something else. There are some past emotions that are related to that. And so giving them space to be able to access the emotion, help them process it, and then release and move forward from it, then all of a sudden they feel better. All of a sudden they're able to see more clearly and move forward. Now, sometimes it's not just in the session, but they need to continue that emotional processing outside the session. And then I provide, visualizations and some journaling exercises and other ways for them, depending on the person, right? Because some people have difficult feeling the emotion. They're more in their heads, and some people feel the emotion and can get lost in it. So it really depends on the person. I really tailor my approaches to that individual that I'm working with. And so then they process the emotion even outside the session, and then they're able to move to the next step, moving and starting to create more of what they want. They're more aware of their patterns. They're more aware of their triggers. They're more aware of how they behave in situations, right? And what their perception of things. Because if there's a situation in front of them and a scenario that happens, there can be many ways to interpret. And there can also be things that they focus on, right, that happened in those scenarios. Think about a social event, or think about a business event or a workshop. What can you focus on? You know, I recently had a client that, you know, had a workshop and they wanted a certain amount of people to show up, and it was less than they had imagined. And we focus on the fact that they had never had a workshop, and they had people that are interested in what they have to do. And the people that showed up fully, and they had a great workshop. And, you know, in through that process, they were able to sign up a few clients. And so really, like, can you look at that differently? Can you look at it that as, oh, I did the workshop, it's not worth it because only these people showed up? Can you look at it because, oh yeah, I had clients showed up, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't the amount that I thought it would be. Or can you look at it in a way of gratitude of what's happening? Now, if you're looking at it automatically from, wow, that's not enough, then I would say, well, what is coming up for you? What feelings are coming up for you by you feeling that it's not enough? And sometimes in the past, it's been with some clients, the fear of failure, right? And so we work together and work through that fear. And we go towards it, we don't ignore it, right? And so we actually feel that. What would it feel like if you failed? How would that be? And what's the worst that could happen, right? So then you're not running away from it. You're not doing everything to avoid it. Instead, you're like, you will be fine no matter what. You can handle it. And there's less resistance to trying things. There's less resistance to taking action. So these emotions can impact you if you let them, right? And so the awareness, going towards the emotion, processing the emotion in different ways. And a lot of times we can't see it ourselves, which is why I recommend having someone that supports you through the process, as well as, you know, it's just feels better, right? To have someone to support you. So if you have been repeating the same patterns and feeling like you're stuck, maybe go towards the emotions and what you're actually feeling. Don't ignore the fear. Don't ignore all those feelings. Give those emotions a voice, and then see what insight comes up for you after that, right? And of course, if you are wanting to move through some of those emotions and know that it's been stopping you, or you've been hitting blocks in your business or life, then use the link in the show notes and book a call with me. I'd love to speak with you and help you discern some of the emotions, help you process the emotions. And of course, in that call, we will explore at the end if working together or continuing the work together is a good fit or not. And so my calls that I have with people, not every person becomes a client, but every single person that has come to the call have said that they've derived some benefit from the call. That's my goal. If I'm going to spend your time and my time and the energy for us to connect, then I want to make sure that you receive something of value. And that also helps me feel a purpose and purposeful. So in the meantime, if you're not ready for support, work on processing your emotions. And then until next time, take good care. Bye.